Hello, who's who joined?
Yeah, this is Olivier speaking from Brazil.
Hey Olivier, this is Thorsten.
Hello Thorsten, how are you?
Oh, just fine. Having some short vacations in Prague with my boys.
Oh, great. who else is on the call?
Sure. Pardon?
Who else is on the call?
It's only you and me, as far as
okay.
I can tell.
So people are late.
Charles is going to join later, and Florian sent regrets. So don't know who else is coming.
Okay. Is this call public or it's private?
No, it's public. Right, like the first part, but we're just two participants, which is only you and me.
Okay, great. So talk about the latest beta from 3.4. Is it going to come out?
Yeah, I'm as we speak, I'm trying to finish the release preparations and press the button to make it public.
Okay, great. I am eager to test it because I'm doing the translation and later on with the other betas, I would like to make the quality assurance on the translation.
Hey, cool. Have you checked out the our daily builds yet?
Excuse me?
Kind of nightly. Have you checked out our daily builds yet? So we have nightly builds.
Okay, I did it. I did it. Yes, I know. I did it, but it was very unstable when I installed it in a Windows environment. So I gave up for a while. I may come back later on and make some further tests, see if I can see something better than crashes.
I see. But at the very least, you should be able to check the translation there and get daily updates.
Great.
So if you need some validation of your translation, then that's probably the best idea to go for those daily builds.
Yeah. I certainly will do that because there was a lot of things and new things that I had to translate. It's quite a very large amount of words. I think about more than 10,000 new words. So it takes time and we have to go through any new feature to really understand what he's doing, and then double check if we are using the right words.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but I think that's what we had in the user interface and in the help content.
Yeah. Yeah, just wondering whether, I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to most of the translation, but we had a major change there in the tool chain. So, unless there's really kind of new features or reworked stuff, I would probably first think of some bug in the tool chain that gave you just all the old words for new translation, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was reading on the L10N list that some words are trademark of Microsoft. I learned yesterday that pivot table are a trademark of Microsoft, and sometimes in English you cannot use that word.
Well, I think the conflated word is. So if you write it as two words, it's not.
I see.
And at least I know that OpenOffice.org uses the two word version of that.
Okay.
So it's I have to admit I'm not really up to date on the L10N topic. I'm sorry.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so it seems that we're going to be the only ones. So I don't think it makes much sense to have a meeting with only two people.
I can just have
a quick look into.
Yeah. Do you have any update specifically on the foundation? If it's going to be when it's going to be launched or inaugurated? Do you have any information about that? I am a bit out of the loop, although I'm reading all the mails.
No, I'm afraid I don't have any other updates apart from what Florian already told. I know that the German Association has a general meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe there's something announced or going to be announced then, but otherwise I don't have any updates.
Okay, I see. Well, if nobody
else I would assume that.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
So it seems that I'm joining through Skype, so it seems that I have a terrible lag. So I think I have some 5 seconds lag. So I'm sorry when I'm just stepping on your toes, or I just start talking and you as well. Yeah, I guess we should probably, I mean, it's 20 past now on my clock, so I don't think it makes sense to hold a regular meeting. So I would suggest that we just adjourn and meet next week, and hopefully with more participants, and hopefully with some update from the German EV and the foundation issue.
Okay, so I agree too. I have no specific news from Brazil here. Except that I just want to make I don't know, Thorsten, maybe you can help me. You know that we in Brazil we are called the BR office, and I would like to know if this is possible to come back to LibreOffice for Brazilian Portuguese locale, and if this is possible to be available for release 3.4. Several of the large customers
that will make it even easier to have it have only one name. That would solve several issues that you know we had in the installation to dynamically determine the language and the locale. And then switch the name and the artwork. That would actually make things a lot easier to be LibreOffice all over the world.
I understand.
So the 3.4 beta 1 will still have the BR Office name. But I guess we can still change that for 3.4. At least I wouldn't have any issues with that.
Okay. Do you need that I open a that I file a bug just to have to track this name change?
Yes, that would be helpful. Just that it doesn't that nobody drops it on the floor and it's not forgotten. That's always
okay,
and
so
please add that to the blocker bug. Just give me a second. I give you the name in a second.
But what is your login in Bugzilla? Is TV?
No, it's I use my Novell email there. So the bug ID for 3.4 is 35673.
35673.
Exactly.
Okay, I will add that to the bug. And do I need to put someone in copy with this specific beer office bug?
No, I will see when you attach that to the blocker bug. I will see that and I will remember and I will take action.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, great.
This is Charles speaking. I'm sorry for my late arrival.
Hey, Charles. We are just about to close the meeting because it's just me and Olivier.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hello, Olivier.
Hello, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I only had one thing to say to this conference, so then you will really be able to close it. I just wanted to ask if you think it's reasonable for me/us to open the track, you know, the call for papers for the Paris conference.
You need us to decide about the date of when.
No. I would like to know if you think now, until the end of the month, I would like to open the call for papers, call for, you know, conferences and presentations and that.
Do we have any infrastructure in place, or are we going to collect that via email, or how do we handle the?
I have no idea. I think we have no infrastructure whatsoever, so we can do something simple.
So I guess then we should kind of discuss that, or ask the or have some agreement with Florian and maybe Christian Lohmeyer on whether we want infrastructure, and if we don't want, then of course we can just announce the call for papers. But I guess it doesn't make sense to issue a call for papers and then 2 weeks later announce that we now just please ask people to go to some other place and submit their input by email.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I'm going to try to discuss that on the website list then.
Yeah, just let me tell you, Charles, that just to tell you that I found...
I think
there
is ample time.
Sorry.
Guys, I have a terrible lag. I'm through Skype, so I just always talk over you because it takes some 5 seconds before I hear.
Okay.
So I will just keep my mouth shut and let you talk.
No, that's all right. Olivier, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I want to say that I found very good the call for paper. I mean, the sponsor document that you sent us yesterday. Very good.
Okay, so this thing, I'm actually going to make it, in fact, quite public pretty soon, because it's supposed to be public anyway. I just, you know, wanted to circulate a draft off list, just to ask you whether there was some problem. But if there's no problem, then I'm gonna go ahead and you know, ping everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sounds perfect. And I guess we have ample time for the call for papers. So there's no need to press that. It's October 12th, is it? So that should be enough time.
Okay, so maybe it's just me who's stressing about this then, you know. But, you know,
well,
right now...
It's also not something that we should wait for until the summer vacation starts, clearly, but... But yeah, let's just have a brief discussion on whether how we want to do the paper selection or the talk selection process to look like, whether we want infrastructure, and then of course just send it out.
Okay. Okay, very good.
So should we close the call?
Yeah.
That's okay for me.
Okay, great. It was fun to talk to you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you,
everyone.
Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.